countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, with only a few minutes to go until 9 o'clock, I can see them in my mind's eye gathering at the beach in Spanish Point in County Clare. Good morning to you all. They're a hardy group of sea swimmers who've been taking to the waves of the wild Atlantic every morning this summer, sunshine or in showers. It's what's become a feel-good ritual to kickstart the day there. And the group is called Snavi Sosta. I hope the weather's better for them this morning than the wet and windy conditions I joined them in on Thursday morning, as I was introduced by June Curtin, the local woman who started it all.
This is my lovely friend John from RTE Radio 1. So he's here to do a little piece on our Snavi Sosta this morning. So he might talk to a few of you to see what you think of this swim. And you all think it's wonderful, don't you?
And I'm thinking of getting in the water, but it's looking pretty cold and choppy. No excuses, June, is
no
there?
No excuses, absolutely not. We're hail, rain or shine swimmers, aren't we? There's no swimming either, really. We just get in and have the crack.
So the wind and the rain and the wild splashing waves, they're going to make it difficult for me to tell you all about what's happening right now. But let me describe to you, there's about 100 men and women splashing in the white foam and the waves here at Spanish Point, all having a great time. Lots of screams of, I don't know, is it sheer delight or... sheer horror at the cold, but you know what, it's not bad once you get used to it, and I'm enjoying the dip myself. Did you enjoy the splash?
Absolutely, that's what it was.
I started the Snavi Sosta Happy Swimmers in the middle of June. I decided one morning that I would come down and go for a little dip.
No big deal, perhaps, for a woman who spent all her life in Spanish Point or grew up here, because you were working always in the family business, the Armada Hotel behind us.
That's right.
Looking over the sea, but you never really dipped your toes much in the water.
I never dipped my toes, and I suppose the fact that I couldn't swim was a bit of an obstacle. Growing up in a family business, when the weather was fine in Spanish Point, a seaside location, we were always working, my brother John, my sister Pamela and I, so there was no time for the sea when the weather was nice. But I suppose I tried a couple of times the swimming and I never quite mastered it, but I'm working on that at the moment. Life gets busy, absolutely.
You married, you have children.
Yes, I married and I have two children, and 6 years ago I lost my husband to suicide. So we've had a particularly difficult 6 years.
Life takes some fairly horrible turns.
Absolutely.
Sometimes. How was that for you?
It's been very tough. Very tough. I suppose nobody knows what's around the corner, really. But we are slowly coming out the other side, I think. You tend to put your children first, always. And I put myself on the back burner maybe for a very long time. And my sister-in-law kept saying to me, you know, you can't serve from an empty vessel. You need to look after yourself in order to be able to look after your children. So that's where the sea swimming came about. So I had tried the gym and I had tried walking and I had tried different things to clear my head, and just none of them worked for me. And I just decided one morning, looking out at the sea, maybe tomorrow I'll go for a little dip and see how that goes. And I felt phenomenal after it. I really felt like I could take on the world.
I felt some of it myself this morning, jumping into the waves.
Yeah, I suppose you leave your troubles on the shoreline almost, and you get into the water and you just, for those 15 or 20 minutes, you forget. I just felt like I could manage anything or whatever was going to come at me that day. You know, any day, I'll cope. I share a lot of what's going on Instagram, and it's very positive. We keep it all very positive and uplifting, and a great bunch of swimmers here, young and old, men, women and children, all looking out for each other. I suppose our biggest morning was the August Bank Holiday on the Sunday morning. We had over 300 here. Every Sunday morning I do breakfast on the beach. We have like coffee and croissants and tea and sausages and all kinds of things. And we have a country music disco. Ollie Maluli, our friend, comes out from Ennis and he does a country music disco of Daniel O'Donnell and Declan Nerney and an unusual playlist on Spanish Point Beach.
It's been a whole new revelation to you, perhaps, of what Spanish Point Beach could be used for after living here all your life.
Yes, absolutely.
Is this life-changing for you, June?
It is. It sure is. And for other people, we have people travelling huge distances to be with us.
I'm a local from here, but I live in Brussels. It is the best thing. I mean, it's just so good. It's certainly good for my mental health. I think everybody finds it just an incredible way to start the day.
Douglas from Dublin, been down for the last couple of days, so it's a good way to get out for a bit of crack at 9 a.m.
And the conditions don't seem to put anyone off.
Not for 5 minutes anyway, yeah. It's a bit foamy today, but it's good.
We've all got the Guinness legs,
we
I
do,
think.
Yeah, creamy legs.
Maeve Toombs, originally from Clonmel, but now Nottinghamshire. I've been coming here since I was 6 months old, every summer, and when I heard about the swim, had to go in. But my brother said initially thought there were nuns swimming every morning.
Do you hear that tune?
And then I was assured it wasn't nuns, it was a group swim. Yeah,
so did you come to join the nuns or the snobby sosta, or were you bothered?
I said it's a bit late to join the nuns. I joined the snobby sosta.
I'm Andrea. I came from Georgia. Georgia is between Russia and Turkey at Black Sea.
You're seeking asylum in Ireland?
Yeah, I came here for shelter.
So you live in direct provision for now in Miltown Malby, is it?
Yeah, till winter, but I want to live here. There are good people, warm people. They're always smiling to us. They're always helping to us.
And they're bringing you swimming in Spanish Point every morning now.
Yeah, it's gorgeous to come here. This is like routine, my day's routine. Every morning, starting with swimming, with positive. Yeah.
A positive start to the day, so.
Yeah.
My grandma lives here, so we came to visit her for 3 weeks.
You like swimming in the sea?
Yeah.
Even when it's cold and wet?
Yeah. The people that haven't came swimming should come swimming, definitely. Yeah.
And why? What's so good about it?
It keeps you calm and you have fun with your friends.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And you get free food on Sundays.
Ooh!
But it's fabulous. So happy I did it.
And you were saying if you can do this?
I can do anything today.
Life has been tough for you, June, these last few years,
yeah,
and your family.
Life has been very tough.
This is hopefully part of the way forward, is it?
I think so. I think by putting one foot in front of the other every day, you know, I will keep going because I have two young children and I have no choice. It's sink or swim, literally, and I intend to swim.
Good for you. My thanks to the inspirational Snobby Sauce, the singing in the rain there in Spanish Point. Good luck to you, June Curtin, with the swimming lessons. Stay safe, and here's to sunnier times ahead. If you've been affected by any of the issues raised in my report, please reach out and talk to someone or contact the Samaritans. 116 123.